The nonpartisan Legislative Council's review finds a few major differences in the Senate bill. First, 70% of taconite profits tax plus a $2 per ton of iron ore sold will go to a local impact fund to be distributed to area communities. Also, the bill gives the DNR a 360-day timeline to decide on a permit, but that can be extended in unlimited 30-day chunks if the DNR and company agree. The 191-page bill is a draft that Mining Jobs Committee Chairman Neil Kedzie says will change. Kedzie says Gagibic Taconite, which is proposing the largest mine in state history in far northern Wisconsin's Pinoki Range, did not have input into this bill.
Any potential mining interests will realize that we're doing what's in the best interest of the state. So our goal is to focus on the legislation, not for any one particular applicant.
Wisconsin League of Conservation Voters Program Director Ann Sayers says the bill also restores the contested case hearing, a quasi-judicial challenge process. But Sayers says beyond that improvement, the Senate bill is a carbon copy of the Assembly bill. She says it'll hurt the environment, especially groundwater.
There's specifically in this bill a provision that says groundwater contamination by a mining company is permissible. And this really scares the socks off of Wisconsin citizens who are concerned about the quality of their drinking water and want to be sure that it's safe and not contaminated with arsenic, lead, or mercury.
Kedzie believes they will have a bill passed before the Senate adjourns March 15th. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.